You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, hello again, everybody. MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Cubs television voice, Lynn Casper. Lenny, how you doing, man?
Happy holidays, Dave. Doing well. Kind of feels like Christmas came a little early for Cub fans last week.
My goodness, man. So are you always, like, really tapped in this time of year to what's going on, or did it sort of reach a fever pitch when you find yourself checking Twitter every 2 seconds, looking at the website, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I kind of follow along with the fans. You know, I'm not in constant contact with the Cubs front office or anything. With the off season, I try to give everybody their space. But with the winter meetings last week and with all the buzz about, you know, the Cubs going out and possibly making some bold moves, I was certainly intrigued. And you'd have to say this has been one of the more interesting weeks in the off season in recent Cubs history. You had the big off season prior to 2007, when the Cubs obviously hired Lou Piniella, brought in Alfonso Soriano, Ted Lilly, Jason Marquis, go right down the list. But this one might even top that, capped by the Jason Hayward signing. And I think the biggest thing for the Cubs, Dave, is that not only do you get Ben Zobrist and John Lackey and Jason Hayward and kind of add some veterans to a really nice young nucleus, but you steal a couple of the top players from your number one rival in Lackey and Hayward from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, those were, I don't want to say stunning, but, you know, you talk about a paradigm-shifting week in that division, and those two jumped to the fore. You know, when you look back at it, Lynn, was there a moment that was kind of, you know, an aha moment for you or a trade, a move that you thought, holy smokes, I'm not sure I saw that one coming?
Well, I think the number one thing that really had to happen for the dominoes to fall was to figure out the infield situation. And, you know, Starlin Castro had lost his shortstop position kind of around the end of July, August. That time period, Addison Russell took over. And it was a benchmark moment, you know, in a lot of ways for Starlin. Was he going to even, you know, be a factor on the playoff roster? How would he find his way back into the lineup? Well, he not only did, but he became a huge part of the Cubs' run in the final 2 months of the season and then into the playoffs, playing not a new position. He'd played some second base in the minor leagues, but a position he hadn't played in a long time. So you go from, you know, trade value of almost nothing to a guy a lot of people think at 25 years old can recapture that all-star status. So, you know, did he have a place on this roster playing every day at second base? Did the Cubs want to get a little more flexibility? In the end, they decided that Ben Zobrist was a guy who really would fit their roster well. But in order to make that deal, they had to find a trade partner for Castro. So they did with the Yankees, and not only did they move that salary, but they pick up a pretty promising right-hander, Adam Warren, who I think will get an opportunity to stretch out as a starter in spring training or end up in the bullpen. And that then led to the Zobrist deal, which also kind of led to the Hayward deal. And in the terms of John Lackey, I think the Cubs are just looking for some rotation depth. They feel very good about their top two guys in Arrieta and Lester. And they've got a pretty good batch of candidates now for the 4 and 5 spots, with Lackey grabbing number 3. So, you know, they really crossed off everything they needed on their list, and I'm not sure they're done yet. You know, I think that they believe you can never have enough pitching, and they may be able to go out and possibly move a prospect or two, something they haven't had to do at this point, if they want to upgrade their starting pitching.
So, you know, part of it, Lynn, was that Zobrist, of course, is versatility all over the diamond, second base, maybe a little corner outfield for this team, but also the potential that he becomes the leadoff guy for a team, where Dexter Fowler did a nice job with that, especially in the second half. But that was going to be a hole that needed filling. Do you like that as the sort of a permanent fix or permanent idea at the top of the order? Do you think that'll be a fluctuating position and Zobrist may be moved around the order a little bit? Where do you see that playing out?
Well, as you know, Dave, Joe Maddon is certainly not averse to experimenting and to playing around with the lineup. You know, he had the pitcher batting eighth for much of 2015. I'm not sure that'll continue in 2016 if he feels Addison Russell can maybe move up the lineup a little bit. That could change the bottom of the order. But I think that Hayward and Zobrist kind of become your one and two, whatever order that is remains to be seen. But you could make a case for Jason Hayward being your leadoff hitter with the on-base percentage he brings. He sees a lot of pitches. The one knock on Hayward, if anything, as a corner outfielder, hasn't maybe hit as many home runs as a lot of people would like. If you put him in that leadoff spot, he's a very good base runner. You don't need him to hit home runs. And if you look around their lineup with Schwarber and Bryant and Rizzo, and if Soler remains in the mix and Javier Baez, the Cubs should hit for enough power. So I think it comes down to what Joe feels most comfortable with, whether it's Zobrist 1, Hayward 2, or Hayward 1, Zobrist 2. Kyle Schwarber hit second on occasion last year. Anthony Rizzo could hit up there. He's got a lot of options with the lineup, but I guess if the biggest controversy now is how do you sort out who hits where, I think it's a good problem for him to have.
Well said. The lineup looks just to be ridiculous for this team next year, and man alive. I mean, the most festive time of year, one of the most exciting times of year for anybody, but Lenny, for Cubs fans, these are heady times and really, really exciting looking into 2016. Always great to catch up with you, man. Have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays to you, Dave, and to all your listeners. Thank you.
Right on. There's Lynn Casper. This is MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.